This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire risk Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it or why you're doing it, a big shout-out to you, and a special thanks to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women out there behind the wheels, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there doing what needs to be done to get our packages from point A to point B. Now, let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either out there delivering the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people, and we've also got our Amazon drivers, we want to say a special shout-out to, because they listen to the program on a regular basis. Thanks very much. Word gets out there from the drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, along with True Social, all the same way, and Twitter as Captain's America. Captain's America, you go over to any of those sites and you'll find us. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and you can take a look at what's going on our webpage. Plus, you can also hear the show anytime 24/7 because it's always streaming over there. Right now, we're streaming live. The show coming from the radio station goes right straight to my website. All right, on the telephone line, we've got none other than retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep, that's some of the people that were there for lunch yesterday. They stayed up to get out on the porch and give us a shout. And there you go. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we'll let them go back in and do what they need to do because it is a sultry 62 degrees outside tonight.
Yeah, it is. Every time I step outside, I got so accustomed to cool weather here that I think, oh, man, I need to put on another layer. And I step out and say, hey, this is just fine.
All righty. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, it was a great time yesterday. I know you were busy doing all the recording and stuff. I can't wait to see how that turned out. But, boy, oh, boy, what a great group of people, great patriots to be amongst us today.
Yeah, it really was. And I was delighted to be able to bring my classroom into that. So I thank you for being a part of my classroom. We had a table of students. We had the best seats in the house right up front with you. And I can tell you the reviews when they came back, they enjoyed it immensely. I think they overcame, and I think that they represented themselves there well. So, yeah, I'm proud of the reception they got, and I'm proud of their the fact that they were given the opportunity to be able to interact with you and the messages that that you bring. And hopefully the folks there came away with a little bit better feeling about Generation Z.
Well, I got a lot of comments sent to me, direct messages from people that were there yesterday, and they appreciated it. And, of course, we surprised a lot of people because we had more people than what they thought were coming.
It was. You know, it's you never know for sure because many show up. They don't necessarily say I'm an RSVP, and they pay at the door. So, yeah, I was very pleased. They never do poorly there. It's the here in Manatee County that is far and away the largest Republican club it is, and its membership is growing. And many people, that is the only thing that they do to interact with folks every month is that one. And so the stalwarts were there. And so I was delighted because I teach on that day. I don't often get back there. But to have an excuse to bring my classroom into there was an opportunity to meet up with some folks that I haven't seen face-to-face in a while. And that was a great forum. And I'm glad you were able to draw them in. And I think your message and resonated quite well, which is no surprise to, you know, listeners of American Third Watch.
Now, I want to say something serious here for a second. Got about 30 seconds to do it before we go to break. Our congressman down there in South Sarasota County, Charlotte County, and over east, Greg Stubbe, Florida 17, fell 25 feet off his roof yesterday, and he got seriously hurt. I know what that's like. I've done that before. I broke my back and had several internal injuries doing just about the same sort of thing off a ladder. Only mine was a little bit different. Mine was in the fire service, and I landed on my air tanks, and that's what broke my back, actually. Might have been a little worse, but our thoughts and our prayers go out to Congressman Stubbe and his family. This is going to be rough for him because he's a very active individual.
Yeah, not only, he is very active, both physically and mentally. And, yeah, first report said he had lost some consciousness, which worried me a lot because I had brain injury where I suffered unconscious for a short period of time. And I came to that forgive, but he's a stand up guy and he's a great cancer for the sake of 40. He's a great cancer for
everybody. All right.
All right.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And, of course, Jeff was there yesterday, along with Deputy John, our retired Sheriff's Deputy pal from Hillsborough County. A couple of people that got to meet the listeners, and they got to meet them, and vice versa. And, of course, the Colonel was there. We'll get right back to him in a minute. But I need to tell you that this portion of the program, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, they got a bunch of dealerships, a bunch of Nissan dealerships, and you need to understand that the same thing applies over there that applies at Moss Acura. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all first responders, all EMTs, firefighters, police, and also church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal given to them, an opportunity to get a vehicle new or pre-owned at a good reduction in price. So think about that. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store up in Newport Richey, 1954, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, Florida, right there on State Route 50 at the Veterans Expressway. Up there, in about maybe 100 yards or so on State Route 50. You'll see it. Can't miss it. Stop by and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and take advantage of the great program they got. And, oh, by the way, they've got some great repair work they can do up there for you, too. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be back with you.
Yes, sir. Now, there's so much going on in the world in which we live, but we've got a situation going on right now coming out of Washington, D.C., and in particular the University of Pennsylvania Biden Center, where it looks like as if China has had a major influence in some of the things that have gone on there, because China's name is written all over that campus and that school in terms of the money that they've given the school to do various things, build various things.
Yeah, and the Congress and our new elected chairs that finally have gotten some power and have a say to make right on these things are correctly laser-focused, not just simply on, you know, this is not just simply vengeance upon the Biden administration, upon the way they were treated by Nancy Pelosi and the like. This is right, and I think folks know that. But within the realm of where all these documents have been found floating around, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle and confused. But I think what you're pointing out is the correct focus. And, of course, Representative Comer is laser focused in his work, as are others, on that. Because I do think that Biden Center there is the linchpin. You know, despite all the attention about the stuff in his garage, and it's important, all that, and it'll play into it and all that, but the place that really makes a thing, I think, where the best truth can be revealed in time will be exactly what you pointed out.
Well, we've got to quit selling our country to people that are sworn to destroy us.
Yeah, we've got a habit of doing that, don't we? Mm-hmm. And masking up and coloring it in a different light than it really is. But that's the greatest benefit that, you know, Republicans taking over the House, is that won't be able to do that. It won't get the, you know, 2% of the news, and then we're painted as just simply railing and yelling and, you know, Don Quixote's fighting windmills. When, in fact, that windmill's not a windmill. It really is a giant. And you get enough Don Quixotes right there, we will take that giant down.
Yeah. You heard about the ESG stuff that's been going around, right?
I know. Yeah, and our Governor Ron DeSantis, who takes very positive measures and doesn't just simply ran rave, that's been part of his focus on many things that he does here in corporate Florida, which I'm delighted to see. But, yeah, that's a national issue, too, as well as what you've discussed.
Well, he announced that fund managers handling state assets may not account for the often progressive environmental, social, and corporate governance ESG considerations when considering investments. It's just not going to happen. And then, of course, yesterday he also came out and got involved in the other situation pertaining to the money situation and the Chinese influence. And said it's not going to happen in Florida. No buying of large property, no buying of large businesses by the Chinese, period. And they're going to pass legislation to that effect.
Yeah, they are. And I think that's why Governor Ron DeSantis resonates so well, not just here in the state of Florida, but nationally. Because here you have a guy that's taking a stance that so many just simply bloviate and make complaints about and rails about that, which in time, as right as you may be in doing so, it fails to resonate and people get tired and lonesome of it. But the governor, and he doesn't wait to do this. He will say, and he doesn't act out of hand. He's got folks working for him and people are doing the work, and he's able to say, this is what I'm going to do, and here is why, and here's the evidence that drove me to do this. And that resonates very well. And I think that's what's got many people here in the nation concerned. I noticed the outgoing governor of Maryland came out, you know, potentially, because they're all trying to stake out potential rivalries for 2024. And that's what much of what the national discussion is about. And Governor DeSantis is out there. But that resonates because he can say something positive. He can say, here's the issue. Here's the problem. I'm not just going to rant and rave about it and say, hey, legislature, I need you to do it about this, or, oh, woe is me, if only we could elect somebody to replace Biden. He says, this is what I'm going to do here in the state of Florida within the realm of authority that I have, and does it.
Yes, you are so right about that one. And, folks, I am talking, as I do twice a week, to our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, go over and check out the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus to find out more about the political aspects that we are referring to. And then, if you really want to have some fun, you veterans want to hear some the real deal, go to the internet show called Military Matters, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're a regular newsletter. We got a video podcast, and I do it on Vimeo since the YouTube folks said that we don't watch anymore. But that's working out well. But I thank you for putting that out there. Military Matters. Look for the red M&M with the Uncle Sam cap, and that's the Military Matters that you'll be looking for.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you'd have that hat on yesterday.
Yeah. You would think so, and I'd paint my face red, but I just can't smile as big as that red M&M, but that be me. I'm the red M&M.
Yeah. Well, it's a cute thing. It gets a lot of traction there, I think, in my opinion. I don't know what we're going to do about the debt. We're going to run out of time, so we're going to continue this on the other side of the break, because I think you're going to stick around. Is that right?
I'm happy to, Captain. Delighted.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this debt that we've got coming, the debt ceiling, which needs to be upgraded today. It looks like it's not going to happen, so I don't know exactly how that's going to work out. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, Biden has a proposal that's going to increase our debt by 57.8% over the next 12 years. Just unacceptable under any circumstances.
But, of course, that wasn't the headline that he's selling about increasing the debt, is it?
No.
He actually tries to make a claim quite to the contrary, and you don't have to look very far into the numbers and the figures to see that for what it is, which is a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a negative $1 trillion per year for the next 12 years. It's going to add, actually, it's about $1.5 trillion per year. He's going to add about $16 trillion to the debt and bring it way up from where it is right now. Our debt in Florida.
That's right. Yeah, our debt, the people's debt. And we've allowed that to happen for so long. And so we got to march folks, inform, and educate people so that we can say, hey, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You're not going to forfeit my children and my children's children's future just because you want to make some political hay and parcel out money here, there, and everywhere. The time has come. The piper's got to be paid.
All righty, here comes the music up in my ear. You hang on, and folks, I'm coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Frank Salato. He'll be around tomorrow. You're going to want to hear what we talk about in the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 9 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works for me. And you won't know if it works for you unless you try it too. Now, they have something called the 3-Week Quick Start. It's a 3-week program where you take it religiously in the morning with your breakfast, and then you take it a second time with your lunch. And if you need it a third time, you take it to get you out of the pain that you're in or the discomfort you're feeling, because it'll do several things here. Now, it's not narcotic, number one, but it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation. Inflammation causes the swelling, causes the pain. That's the way it works. And for the best results, it needs to be taken regularly, like every day, at least in the morning, start it out in the morning. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living, and Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at its source. So, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Try it today. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. Give it a try, $19.95, because after all, folks, all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
Joe Biden, once again, is lying to the people about this proposal that he's talking about is going to save $1 trillion a year for the next 12 years off the budget and off the debt and it's a part of his budget proposal and all that. But it's fuzzy math to the extreme, if you will. He said, and I quote, "The deficit is on track to drop by more than $1 trillion this year, the largest ever one-year decline." Well, the year's not over yet. "Under the budget policies, annual deficits would fall to less than half of last year's levels as a share of the economy, while the economic burden of debt would remain low." Well, that's not what's going to happen, sir, is it?
No, it's not. And you don't have to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning economist to figure that one out.
With their own numbers, sir, with their own numbers, under the terms of Biden's budget proposal, at the end of each fiscal year, all the way up to 2032, as of the end of fiscal 2021, it indicates that the total federal debt was $28.386 trillion. At the end of fiscal 2032, which is 11 years from now, it predicts the total federal debt would be $44.797 trillion. That's an increase, sir, of 57.8%. Holy smokes.
Yeah, Biden and his spokesfolks are pretty selective, but it's not even a matter of having to read between the lines or anything like that. All you have to do is scroll down from where he is selected and pulled out a number, which doesn't even apply to what he's addressing. But, you know, in the wake of the $1.7 trillion omnibus package and what's going to occur today with the debt ceiling and all that, you got to say, well, they're trying to defend the indefensible. And clearly, with just a little bit of look, as you just laid out pretty clear for folks, and that's not made up. Those aren't manufactured numbers.
Nope.
In fact, that's stuff coming out of the government.
Coming out of the Treasury.
That's right, and the Treasury. And so that's an inescapable, irrefutable fact, and it's something that we as a nation for too long, long before Biden became president, just made increasingly worse under current administration. But it's going to have to be wrestled with, and hopefully the truth will set us free from this $31 trillion in debt and what we're laying on. I no longer say, hey, our children, our children's children, because I plan to live long enough that if we don't turn this around, I will feel the impacts. You and I will. And,
yeah.
Boy, when it reaches that point, you know it's gotten bad.
Well, Biden keeps talking about he's lowering the deficit by $1 trillion a year and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, and he's going to bring everything back down to the Obama-era levels. The fact of the simple matter is here, folks, he's not doing it. It's a lie. And get this. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last week asking him to immediately increase the statutory limit on the federal debt, which she noted is currently approximately $31.381 trillion.
Yeah, and of course they add that two words, without conditions.
Right.
And that's been the administration line and his spokeswoman, Jean Pierre's, without conditions. And what that's doing is sending the message is that we'll do our negotiating through the media and we'll play this and then we'll accuse you of playing politics on the other end, but we are not going to talk to you. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, the House has got the first strings. There's a new players in town. This without conditions thing, I'm sorry, that's not going to float. That's not going to float a boat of any size or weight.
Well, Yellen made absolutely no suggestions whatsoever that Congress should also start cutting federal spending so the Treasury does not have to borrow as much to cover that spending. That makes perfect sense to me, wouldn't it, you?
When you start to talk cut spending to Democrats and to the left, it's like a vampire and you show them a cross. It's just an anathema to them. And yet it's got to happen. And unfortunately, we've had some Republicans for decades that have not been stalwart opponents of that, and the piper's got to be paid, and now we got to deal with it as a nation.
Well, finally, if Congress were to establish a new debt limit that covered all of the borrowing for Biden's budget proposal and visions the government will undertake in the coming decade, it would have to increase that limit by some $13.433 trillion.
Yeah, and you're right. And even amongst the Republicans who are of the same mind for the first time in a long time, there is some disagreements, some things to be worked out about exactly how to do that. What are the conditions for doing this? Some, like Andy Biggs, who had made a bid to be the speaker, says that absolutely not. We're not going to allow it under any conditions whatsoever. And then there's some other folks that ended up being the power brokers or the brokers in between, the likes of Freedom Caucus, Andy Biggs, and McCarthy, who after the ballots became the speaker, about what those conditions will be. It'll be somewhere in between, but it's clearly got to be well right of what the Biden administration's laying out without conditions.
Well, you and I, sir, are going to be doing some politicking over the next couple of years leading up to this next election, because somebody's got to get out there and tell the truth to the people, because they're being lied to every day by Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's it. You got to be purveyors of truth and be able to discern what's true. Wherever the sources of misinformation or misleading information come from, you know, that's what America Third Watch is all about. And the folks that you have on, is the truth is always somewhere in between, but it's never right in the middle in between. It's somewhere that, and it takes discerning listeners and discerning purveyors of the message to establish where that truth lies.
You got it. You got it. And it's always a pleasure and always an honor to be able to speak with you, sir, a couple times a week. I introduced you to the crowd yesterday and told them exactly what it was you were doing. I saw a lot of smiles and a lot of people going, oh, like that. So it's starting to work.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Of course, the pleasure is always mine.
Yep. Well, the good minds seek alike, you know, right?
I do believe that to be true. And, yeah, we're not just saying that. Mm-hmm. We know that to be true. We've staked out that truth.
All right. Well, you tell that class when you see him again that the captain said hello. I enjoyed that.
Without fail, Captain.
Have a great day. Take care, my friend. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Check him out. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and Military Matters. Check him out. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. A patriotic American.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Sota, who was there yesterday at our event, and the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club. The most active and the biggest club in Sarasota County, and they proved it again yesterday by the numbers of people that showed up. They had even more than what they thought were going to be there, and that was great. Great to see the people turn out. Now, don't forget Dominique's Blinds and Decor. They're down there in Sarasota, too, at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And the great thing about them is all their blinds, their shades, their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominique's will offer on-site installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. And all you got to do is call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just drop by the store. Now, remember, they are located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, and all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now I'm going to give you their phone number one more time, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Check them out. And then drive on over and take a look and see what they got. Okay, now, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. Boy, does it. Boy, does it. I want you to listen to this report that I've got talking about how the DOJ went easy on Joe Biden in the search for classified documents, which is why you haven't really heard anything until just this last week or so. So here we go.
Republicans are reacting after yet another disclosure over the weekend that more classified documents turned up last week in Biden's Delaware home and garage. It bears a strong similarity to the case involving former President Trump at his home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. The biggest difference, drawing the attention of the GOP, no raid on Biden's home. Where's a raid of Biden's garage, tweeted House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy complains about what he calls the weaponization of the FBI, which he says, quote, treats President Trump one way, but treats President Biden a whole different way. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, the thing of it is that was a great question, and it deserves a great answer. When are we going to get it? I don't know. Will it be today? I doubt it. So, what do we do now, Coach? Well, what we do is we have to understand the problem that we have out there. And we have to understand how we got to that area, or that level, if you will, where we would have this kind of a problem. It's pretty simple. And once you get to understand it, then you'll be fine. Because, again, it's all about America. It's all about we the people. It's all about what we the people can do. If we can unify, just think for a second, if we could unify all the conservatives, all the libertarians, all the third-party, no-party candidates, if we could unify together, all of us, think what we could do. Think what we could do. The Democrats wouldn't stand a chance. And that's what they do. They get together. They have one message, one way, and that's what they do. That's what we're not doing. And we need to wake up. Now, Biden and the Democrats and the media capitalized after all of the Trump documents, the scandal documents, Biden's made it easier for them to get it, especially over here near us in Tampa, Sarasota. What's going to happen next? I don't know. Am I ready for the inevitable? Sure. Expect anything and assume nothing. Expect anything and assume nothing. All right. Let me get on over here. I'm going to do this early because I just noticed who I got on the line here. Okay, I'm going to do this early. So let me get this started. Get ready. Get set. Because here we go. Going to fire these lines up. Going to love this one. I'm sure this is going to be interesting. By the way, he didn't show up yet.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden should be in jail. He's on the Chinese payroll, and he's selling the man's secrets out. And the Department of Injustice, you can shut them down because they're a disgrace. The Federal Bureau of Idiots is a disgrace. The DC 6, I want those January 6th people from trespassing out of jail, okay? You judges should be hung for freaking treason. You're a disgrace, okay? They're guilty of treason. You're going to try and say Donald Trump tried to commit insurrection. Shut up, you loser. Joe Biden can't get three cars. I was here at Raymond James Stadium. We had 45,000 people. Joe Biden had three cars at the fairground. You had to shut it down, you dumbasses. Donald Trump won in a slam dunk election that y'all cheated on after the election was over, just like that girl, Corey Lake, lost over there in Arizona. It's a disgrace what's happening to this country. It's the biggest unholiness we've ever seen in this country. Joe Biden is illegitimate. His presidency is illegitimate. His policies suck. He sucks. The Democrats suck. And McCarthy, good to see you grow a pair. When the press tried to trap you, you told them, someone can't get a private security clearance and sift me on any committee. okay? Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. You're getting gunned down in the street, okay? Does Joe Biden give a crap? No. He's bringing illegals across the border so he can shift the Democrats.
20 seconds.
Democrats can win. Let's go.
All right, Todd in Tampa. Appreciate that. And like I say, always some inspiration there for some folks out there that need it. And if you didn't need the inspiration, well, maybe he woke you up a little bit. You don't need that extra cup of coffee now. But we need more people like that, that are on fire, that want to get the job done. And we need more governors like our governor, Ron DeSantis. Our governor needs to understand, though, that he needs to remain our governor and not take the bait and run for president. Don't do it. Wait until you finish your second term, and you'll have carte blanche to do anything you want to do, Governor DeSantis. You want to be a United States Senator? Done. Because you'll have an opportunity to run for a Senate seat, if that's what you want to do. Now, do I think Ron DeSantis is just kind of hanging back, watching what's going on? Yes, I do. Do I think he's going to throw his hat in the ring and wind up being an ambassador or something like that? No, I don't. How about a cabinet secretary? Nope. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. He loves his state. He loves his city. He loves the job. He loves what he's doing. And he's doing a good job. Why would you want to leave that? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But most people, and I know they'd like to move around. I know that's part of what the big fila is moving around, doing different stuff, different places of the country. But he's got three kids right now. Those kids need to grow up somewhere. Keep them in Florida there, Ron. Keep them in Florida. And you stay right here with them, too. Now, in case you haven't heard, our great Congressman Greg Stube fell off a roof yesterday, early evening, 25 feet. Apparently, he's broken something. He was found going in and out of consciousness by an Amazon deliveryman. And we wish him all the best. Our thoughts and prayers go with him. Greg Stube, Congressman, Florida 17th District. I'm sure he'll be all right. I know what it's like to break your back and fall like that. I had it happen to me. Mine was 22 foot. Hers is 25. All right. I'll be back tonight with more. In the meantime, it's all about America here, folks. All about us. They work for us. We don't work for them. God bless America. Have a great day and stay safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.